Your ideal life is one right turn away, right here and right now with me, Arika Sullivan, and New Light Living. See your life in a new light. In this show, I'm bringing real-world tools to show you how to ignite the light within you and restore your balance to who you truly are. That busy, exhausted feeling isn't anyone's true purpose. Get back to the heart of your real self. Begin to live in your ideal dream day, every day. Learn how to stop giving your energy away, trust your intuition, and chill out your ego, and learn how to find your calm. The journey begins now. Come and step into the light. New Light Living with intuitive spiritual life coach Arika Sullivan starts right now. Welcome. Welcome to New Light Living Podcast. See your life in a new light. I'm your host, Arika Sullivan. I'm an intuitive spiritual life coach. And in last week's episode, I talked about ways to increase your self-love and become your own guru. To see yourself as the one that knows and trusts what is best for you and how important it is to trust the answers within you first. Now, in this episode, we're taking it all to the next level. And a question that you may have asked yourself is, how do you know that you're ready for the next level of personal growth? So I want to talk to you about that today and why forgiveness is a major sign of life progress. And how do you know that you're ready to expand your personal growth goals based on these new insights and experiences you now have about yourself being your own guru? And what does that have to do with self-love? And I want to also mention that what we're talking about here today is how to change and manifest, not only at the personal level, but we're talking about here also can be applicable to the collective growth level, if we call it that. Collective growth to a new higher level of consciousness is what we so need. We need it so badly right now in the times we're living in. So keep that in mind, that what I'm talking about today is applicable at all levels of existence, really. But the most important part is that it starts with you. So lots of ground to cover here in this episode today. So let's get into it. I'd like to put you through a little test today. This is a test to see if you're ready to go to the next level in your life experience. So you may ask yourself, how do you know that it's time for you to claim some more progress in life? Well, let's test if you're ready for some new personal growth goals, shall we? So let's start with going back, recalling those mildly or major frustrating and annoying situations from the past. Situations where you usually got annoyed or frustrated, like every time it happened. It may be that you got frustrated with a parent every time they did something you didn't like, or a sibling pushed your buttons like all the time about something specific. Why do take you back from and remind you about all these annoying situations, you may ask? Why do I ask you that type of question? Because it's very common to fall into a pattern of old behaviors and old thoughts right away when we put ourselves into situations reminding us about our past. And these annoying situations are examples where we have been conditioned to react a certain way. And they're so accessible within us and so easily triggered. We're so familiar with these situations. And situations like this from the past are a great starting point to test if you're ready for the next level of personal growth. this is the best way, I believe, to test for yourself that you're ready for some more personal growth at this time in your life. No matter how old you get, the old familiar behavioral patterns and familiar ways of handling things, approaching things, are often just bubbling up automatically. And that's why we call it, it's conditioning, right? We just are doing it automatically. And here's the thing, every time you enter any familiar environment from the past or enter a situation in which you know the all too familiar outcome, you got a good personal growth testing situation. So think about, you know, situations where you feel like and know by yourself that you're reacting the same way every time. Here are some reflections from my own life to shine some light on this concept a little further. So going back, and if you think about, if you had a chance to listen to last week's episode, I shared that a few years ago, I got the opportunity to visit my family in the small town where I grew up in Sweden. And I was visiting there for an extended period of time. And coming back there was like feeling like time stood still. My parents, they still live in the house I grew up in, and many of my childhood friends still live there in that little town, like they always have. It's that feeling of being thrown back in time and still being a teenager, now living in the same house as your parents, sleeping in the same room as I did as a teenager, eating the same type of breakfast or lunch as I did back then. And you may recall now, if you have a situation like that for you as well, where you feel so familiar in a situation. And when you connect back with your roots like this, your good behaviors and sometimes not so good behaviors come forward. I'm sure you can relate to some extent to this type of time capsule feeling that comes forward when you interact with parents, siblings, cousins, or other relatives, and everyone seem to take on their old roles from way back then when you get together with them. And for the longest time through my adult years, I still got annoyed with certain behaviors of my parents or other relatives in a similar way as when I was a teenager way back. And it was like nothing had changed. Time stood still, I felt, and I felt I'd been tossed back in time. Every time I visited or talked on the phone with my parents or siblings or good old friends. But a few years ago, something happened. I began to observe myself in especially in those situations where I felt annoyed or frustrated in the past. And you may have specific situations from your life when those emotions rise. And what happened was that rather than reacting like I usually did, engaging automatically and firing back when I felt triggered about something, I was observing myself and the situation instead. It was like just watching the situation unfold from the outside. And once I started to notice that I was able to observe a situation as it happened, it allowed me to choose my response in the moment. Instead of reacting automatically, I knew that this was the test I had to pass. And after that experience, I knew I had expanded as a person. I had done some personal growth. I had done some major personal growth, because the ability to observe the situation that you're in rather than reacting in a conditioned way automatically, that's a major sign. And it was a major sign for me that I had grown as a person. So this is an example of my own life. So how do you know if you need to set some new personal growth goals for yourself. So let's do that test. Let's find out. So here are a few tips that you can use next time you get triggered by a familiar situation. And best is to actually be in the situation, but understandably, that it may not be possible all the time, so you can still do this test. First, ask yourself, what situations do your old thought patterns still kick in, just like they did way back then? Think about that for a moment. What situations do you react the same way you always have? And often it is in a situation that involves our immediate family, our parents, siblings, cousins. And write down one or a few of those all too familiar situations. And write down, how did you feel then about it when you were within those situations? Just a couple of words. And how do you feel now when you go back to those situations? You may have parents that you visit. You may see your siblings or cousins today in your life. And one thing is, do you notice any new things that you've never noticed before, despite the familiar situation and the familiar people in it? Because this is a clue. If you can see and notice new things about other people that are so familiar with you today that you may not have noticed before, that's a clue to personal growth. Next, do you react the same way as you always have in those situations? Are your triggers the same to feeling annoyed or frustrated or something that just, you know, bothered you in someone's behavior in the past? Are your triggers the same or no? And if they're not, why? If you feel and react exactly the same way as you always have, you still have some work to do. But if you notice a change in how your thoughts, feelings, and actions are showing up today versus how they used to show up in the past, great job. That's a sign of personal growth. Because the point here is, how can you see these all too familiar situations and familiar people with new eyes and new thoughts? How can you observe your feelings that come up and decide if you want to keep feeling that way or not? And this personal growth goal test can be done on all sorts of situations. So do this test on multiple situations for yourself and see what you can find out. When you grow as a person, your triggers will not be the same as before. Your reactions to an all too familiar conversation that may have triggered you in the past is no longer affecting you in the same way. And with triggers here, I mean, you know, feeling annoyed or feeling with someone or feeling, you know, a mild frustration or just recognizing, oh, here we all go again, right? That's the type of triggers I'm talking about. No, I'm not talking about triggers for any past trauma and things like that. That's a deeper conversation. This is not that. But when you notice that you actually are responding differently to an all too familiar situation, you have changed forever. And that is the time for you when you're ready to set some new personal goals for yourself. And a major sign that you have grown as a person is that you can feel detached from the conversations that you made you blow up in the past. And you can now stay calm, collected, and feel your inner strength no matter what happens and who says what. What a relief, right? But it's a daily practice. to be this observer. If you want it, you could fall into the same pattern as before in a second. But the difference is that in the past, you didn't feel you had a choice. It just bubbled up sometimes to your surprise, and you reacted in a millisecond. Now, the difference is that now you feel like you have a choice in the way you want to respond to this all too familiar situation or conversation. It's like you can observe what's happening, that millisecond it takes to notice, to make that extra breath and take that extra breath and choose a non-reaction, maybe even. And now you're not engaging in something that triggered you negatively before. Because the most incredible discovery you'll find in all of this is that you have a choice to send love instead of frustration into the situation. And that's the major sign. When you can stand in your power and extend love within a situation that previously triggered you, that's huge. It's a sign of personal growth. And if you feel this increased self-awareness in your everyday life, it's a sign of progress in life as well. Because through self-awareness, you become conscious about yourself, others, and unlimited possibilities that are available to you. And applying this self-awareness in every single situation, and you gain your power back. The power in making a choice on how to react or respond. Respond in a new way. So I hope you get the theme here. What I'm talking about here is not just making a different choice. Self-awareness comes with new feelings and new actions for you to consider within that same familiar situation that you may have never crossed your mind before. You are changing the energy of a situation and therefore the outcome. Talk about personal expansion and being ready for some new personal growth goals, right? If you recognize anything of this in your own life, you are at the cusp of a major expansion in your life that you've started. And maybe you've listened to my podcast for a while now, where I've been talking about increasing your self-awareness. And it's like giving yourself a gift and giving yourself the opportunity to send love to yourself first. That's really what it is. Because when you send love to yourself first, you forgive yourself. Your choice in how you're going to behave and act is becoming a no-brainer. But you also get the opportunity to see this new situation in a new light through forgiveness. So next, I want you to bring yourself back to the situation that you may have had in mind before, this all too familiar situation for yourself. And then I want to go deeper with this and offer you, I invite you to consider the opportunity of forgiveness. Because forgiveness is always available to you. This may not feel like that. Sometimes in situations and interactions we've had in the past with all too familiar people in our life and all too familiar situations in our lives, forgiveness is always available to you to offer that into a situation that you may be in now. And you may never have believed that forgiveness would be available to you in a particular situation because of past frustrations that seem to always show up in thought or in person. But right now, it's available. No matter how bad the situation is, forgiveness is love. It's both self-love and love for others. Forgiveness is a primarily an act of self-love, in fact, because what's happening is that you're really forgiving yourself first. You're forgiving yourself for the way you may have acted or reacted in the all too familiar situation that triggered you up until this point. Behaviors and thoughts are as deep as your roots, but still, there is an opening. And the opening in all of this is called forgiveness. By sending love to whoever is the familiar character in your situation that used to trigger you, your mom, your dad, your sister, your brother, your relative, your coworker, or a stranger, and the outcome of the situation is turning into something completely new when you send love and forgiveness instead of acting with fear and anger and resistance. If you feel forgiveness and can see the situation in a new light, that's how you know you have grown. You have surrendered. You're ready for some new personal growth goals for sure. Because by surrendering to the situation, you stand in your power. You're free. Do you feel and react and respond exactly the same way as you always have? You still have some work to do. Do you notice a change in your thoughts, feelings, and actions that are showing up now versus in the past? That's great. That's a sign you're growing as a person. How can you forgive yourself for your past and love yourself completely? And that's the key to what we've been talking about here in this episode, why forgiveness is a sign of major life progress. And you can do this test using a very familiar to you situation in your own life by asking yourself, how do I feel now versus how I felt back then in this all too familiar situation? What is the difference and why? Do I notice new things in the same situation or everything is the same? Which one is it? Do you react or mindfully respond to this all too familiar situation? And do I see this situation in a new light or not? And the people in it? The only way to evolve is through self-awareness. And that's what we're talking about at the very fundamental here. And I've talked about that in many episodes in the past. But this episode is really in the light of forgiveness. When you start and feeling, you start feeling and acting differently, when you feel you're doing that in that situation that's so familiar to you, with forgiveness, patience, compassion, and love, when all of that is present within you in a very familiar situation to you that you used to react to in the past, you have evolved. You have grown. Forgiveness is primarily an act of self-love. It really does not have anything to do with anyone else. It's to forgive yourself. And by surrendering to forgiveness and compassion, you stand in your power. When you can observe a situation that you have experienced many, many times before with new eyes, in a new light, and respond differently, you infuse forgiveness and love for yourself and others. You're shifting the energy of the situation, and don't be surprised if the people in the situation with you are responding differently back to you as well as a result of this energy shift. If you can do this test and notice the difference in a situation very familiar to you, you are ready for forgiveness in maybe some more traumatic situation that you have had in the past in your life. But start small. Notice the energy shift that you can create and then take it bigger. It's a practice, and I'd love to hear what you discover within your own life, because you are here listening to this podcast and you are ready for your next level. By learning and testing this way of shifting energy, practicing forgiveness, you are already a part of raising the consciousness on this earth. If you would like personal coaching on how to expand this practice, visit newlightliving.com and click on the coaching tab to learn more how you can work with me. Thank you for tuning into this show on New Light Living Podcast today. Now, go do this test within your own life to see if you're ready for the next level of personal growth for you. And if you haven't joined the private Facebook group, New Light Living Podcast Community, head over to Facebook and join us there for more inspiration. I want to end this episode with these powerful words. Be still. Listen. Truth. Heal. Love. Trust the process. Do the work. Thank you for listening to New Light Living with me, Erica Sullivan. When you see your life in a new light, your world looks different. Worry, fear, and the everyday go, go, go are no match for you in this bright new light. Join me next time as I lay out the practices and tools for you to liberate your amazing self into living your ideal dream day. You can start now to take the guesswork out of getting to know yourself again and expand into your essence to feel present, alive, inspired, and connected. Keep listening, keep learning. Imagine no more wishing for your dream life. You get to start living it today. For more information, please visit newlightliving.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of the station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.